Od tuđeg neba. Neću ti zbogom reći.
Bosnia sees tens of thousands of people leave every year, resulting in a decline in population. Naila is a student, a poet, and an artist. Overlooking her beloved city of Sarajevo, the 17-year-old is contemplating leaving. The political situation in the country is a source of continued frustration.
I'm young and I may not know a lot, but from what I hear and what I see is that everything is corrupted. Politicians are not fair. We have the same politicians for years, for 30 years, and like, come on, don't we need something new, something way better?
At this local school, young people are learning a new language. They say it's so they can leave and go to Germany or Austria. In the run-up to the elections, there's been increased tension and talk of a renewed conflict.
It's always, there's a talk of war for the last 30 years, even after we had the war. So it's always something that comes up in the elections and the speeches of our politicians. So everything is about hatred, religion and wars.
Others don't want to leave. For them, staying is an act of loyalty.
My mother lost her leg for this state. Half of my family lost their lives, body parts and so on, for me to have the privilege to stay in this country. And how can I be a coward to leave when they had the courage to stay?
But many young people are leaving. Politics, the economy and a lack of opportunities are driving people out. Bosnia has a complicated political system that came about after the war in the 90s. It's divided down ethnic lines, Bosniaks, Serbs and Croats. But many young people say the system doesn't work and they don't see any chance of change. The financial impact of emigration on the economy is concerning some.
Our country loses up to 800 million euros annually of money invested in education of young people who studied here but went to work elsewhere. So this has a real impact and long-term negative consequences on our future because youth emigration reduces the tax base.
Back on the hilltops, Naila is still undecided.
I know that everywhere else I will be so much happier than here, but this is something mine and I just can't give up.
There's still hope, but if politicians don't deliver, young people like Naila will continue to leave. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera, Sarajevo.